A group of Alaska Natives is suing the State Division of Elections. The group includes Vicki Otte, CEO of MTNT, the McGrath Area Alaska Native Corporation, and Bristol Bay Economic Development Corporation CEO Robin Samuelson. The plaintiffs allege that the State Division of Elections is going ahead with election preparations before federal authorities have given the okay to the Alaska redistricting plan. Native American Rights Fund attorney Natalie Landreth represents the plaintiffs.
The Division of Elections has started using the amended proclamation plan without yet having any kind of approval from the DOJ, essentially sending the train down the tracks, and we may not be able to stop it later. So it was important to come in at the very beginning and say, no, you cannot conduct candidate qualifying, you cannot close the list of candidates, you cannot certify candidates, and you certainly can't assign voters to new districts unless and until you have that approval.
In late May, the Alaska Redistricting Board submitted its amended proclamation plan to the Federal Justice Department for preclearance under the Voting Rights Act. Section 5 of the Voting Rights Act requires preclearance by the Justice Department to ensure that the changes will not result in discrimination against racial minorities. Landreth says as of this afternoon, the case has been handed over to a 3-judge panel.
It's already been assigned to what's called a 3-judge panel, which will be 2 district court judges and 1 Ninth Circuit judge. We don't know who they are yet, but it has been assigned to a panel today.
Alaska Lieutenant Governor Mead Treadwell and Division of Elections Director Gail Fanumiai are named in the suit. Gail Fanumiai.
They're trying to have the judge grant a temporary restraining order, which would prevent the division from continuing any preparatory needs that need to be done in order to conduct the August 28th primary timely, and then also requesting a preliminary injunction be granted to stop the division from doing any preparatory work until preclearance is received.
Fanumiai says oral arguments are set regarding the temporary restraining order for Thursday morning.